But it's not exhausting. It's cool. You got to take this all in, man. It's an experience. You know, this is my first time getting this much media attention. And, you know, I wouldn't say I love it, but I don't dislike it. You know, it's just, it's an experience. You know, I'm taking it in, learning from it. And hopefully I can do this again next year. I think some questions are intelligent, but some questions are just from lack of knowledge. You know, you can't expect, like, if I came and asked you questions about what you do, the questions are going to sound, some of them are going to sound ridiculous, because you think that they're easy questions, and I'm thinking that they're easy questions, but a lot of people don't know too much about this sport. A lot of experts don't know too much about this sport. So, you know, you just got to have an understanding. You know, you can't get frustrated, just... And I know he's had a lot more questions than me. You know, he's a quarterback, and there's a lot going on with him and Peyton and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm enjoying the experience.
I'm wondering how involved David,
and Omar, and Benito, they're on here. They came out here early on the team. Man, I ain't seen them cats since we got here. Nah, I'm just playing. You know, they enjoying their free time. You know, they on IR. They you know, they basically have nothing to do with the game. But as far as having them here, you know, as teammates and stuff, it's been good. I'm glad they're here. I'm glad all the IR guys are here. I think we all have been helping each other out. You know, we've been helping them out. But they've been Josh Bush was here in camp, so we're comfortable with Josh. You know, he was here last year too at the end of the year. So, you know, even though he got released, he's still part of the team. It's like he's been here the whole time. And Kale, you know, he came and fit right in. You know, he knows Wade's scheme, so that was good. And they both veterans. Like, I think Kale's in year four and Bush is in year four too. So, just with the small things, we try to help them out, try to help them understand how we do things versus how they used to or did them somewhere else. But it's all about cohesion and chemistry, and that's what we try to build. I wasn't guessing it, but I'm definitely not surprised. But it was definitely great. No, that was my first time meeting him, but when we played the Steelers, he's a big Steeler fan, and he tweeted me and B. Marsh and a couple other guys, I think.
Let me ask you a little bit about when you came over as a free agent, 21 of the 22 starters on the Broncos right now have been brought over or drafted since John Elway took over and then went off decision. Was he much of a factor in the decision-making process? Did he say anything to you specifically to sell you on the Broncos at that time?
I mean, he didn't have to sell much, you know. The Denver Broncos organization speaks for itself. Mr. Bolin, what he has done, you know, as the owner, and what they were coming off when I signed was a Super Bowl. You know, it wasn't too hard to sell. I'm from the West Coast. I'm closer to home with a great organization. Some of the guys they already had on the team, I get to play with Peyton Manning. You know, it spoke for itself. So, and he wrote me a nice check. I think it's just us, our personalities. We all came in with that confidence individually, and we've carried that our whole careers. And when we matched up and linked up, it was like, okay, these guys have the same attitude I have. You know, these guys have the same mentality. These guys have the same focus and, you know, will to prepare, will to win. And it just made it easy for us to come in and play together. He just gonna get TJ Ward. I ain't got nothing special for him. I'm just gonna play my style of football and, you know, see what happens.
What are you most looking forward to on Sunday?
I'm most looking forward to first running out on that field, you know, looking around the stands, seeing all the fans, looking at the end zones with the both teams on it. And then, of course, you know, that first action, that first hit.
You being a West Coast kid, do you have a lot of friends and family coming to the game?
I don't have a lot of friends and family coming to the game, but I have a lot of friends and family out here watching the game and supporting the Broncos and myself. My dad. Yeah, my dad was the first, you know, NFL player I've met. He was the first coach I had. He was the first teacher, period. You know, my foundation.
Any words to Broncos fans out there?
Hey, Broncos fans, we need y'all to be loud at Super Bowl. Come far. Come, come many, come plenty, man. Go Broncos. I think it means a lot, especially with Mr. Bolin in his conditioning right now. And to get this one will be, you know, it'll be great for the organization. It'll be great for the fans. It'll be great for the Bolin family. It'll be great for everybody, man. It'll be big. It's huge. Everything I just said to you just now, it means the world to me.
Hopefully all that happens.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm working for it.
So this week's preparation been different than being at home in the regular season?
I mean, you're away from home. You got events and responsibilities that you wouldn't have at home because it's the Super Bowl, all these media obligations. And, you know, it's just not home. You got to do everything in a hotel. A little bit of your comfortability is taken away, but no, it's been a good week overall.